Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself. What's up, guys? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. It's a pleasure to have your attention today. I'm recording this episode from a completely new podcast setup. I've gone all in. You know, I want this podcast to be the very best quality it can be, particularly when I have guests on the show. And I speak a lot with clients all the time about, you know, when you set a goal, you need to go all in. You need to do everything in your power to make sure it happens and take no shortcuts. And, you know, be willing to invest in yourself. And that's what I'm doing. I want to continue to grow this show as much as we possibly can. And I think this is going to help. So look, let's get stuck into today's episode. You know, I want to talk about gym etiquette. Now, this chat is kind of like a bit of a piss take, but at the same time, it's serious. You know, like having spent so much time in the gym since I started out, not only as a trainer, but just going to the gym myself, you just see so much shit. Stuff that's not good and things that, you know, maybe because people are uneducated, that are just not aware of certain things, but also just behavior and things that people do that just makes other people's experience of the gym no good or not as good as what it should be anyway. So I thought I'd just kind of make this episode today to go over a few of those things that I see in the gym and how we can improve on those things and basically just not how to be an asshole in the gym. But also just to how, you know, just so you can make your experience and everybody else around you, their experience as well, so much better than what it potentially may be at the moment, I guess. So we'll kind of scroll through them. So the first thing I think most gym owners or most gym goers even would completely agree with me is leaving your weights out at the gym. And you tend to see all these signs on mirrors and shit, like, you know, if it's too heavy for you to put back and it's too heavy for you to lift and stuff like that. And like, they're funny, but look, it's the truth. Like, fuck, if you're going to go to the gym and you're going to get all these weights out and leave them all over the floor, let's say you're doing a barbell squat and you just load up the barbell and then you just piss off and go and do something else. You got to think about the people who are going to use that next. So let's say we've got someone here that's squatting quite heavy or whatever, and then they've loaded up the bar and they just take off and go to their next exercise with the bar completely loaded. Now, not only do people probably think that someone's still using it, but second to that, if there's someone who's never really trained before and they walk up to the bar and it's full of weights, they're not going to use it, or they're not going to be able to unrack it even. So they're missing out on potentially having a good workout just because you were too lazy to put your weights back. Now, dumbbells, same thing. Put them back where they came from. As a trainer, and I can imagine as a gym owner, which I will be one day, it's super, super frustrating when people just leave their shit out everywhere and not put them back. It's like someone coming over to your house and just opening up one of your cupboards and taking out all your shit and leaving it on the bench and then just leaving, walking out the door. Like, you would not be happy. Or going to your room and just kind of pulling all your bed sheets off, getting all your clothes out of the cupboard and just putting them on the floor and then walking out saying, "See, man, have a good day. See you tomorrow, probably." And let's be honest, that nobody wants that. It's annoying. It's frustrating. And it's just unnecessary. So look, the first piece of gym etiquette, I think, is just put your weights away. Simple, right? Make the experience better for everybody else around you. Keep the gym owner or the company or whoever, you know, wherever you're training, keep them happy. Treat the equipment, treat the gym like it's your own. Imagine you're in your own home. Okay, so just have respect for other people. And that's what it is in the end of the day. It's respect for other people, or disrespect if you're not doing it. So that's the first one. Now, the next one, particularly in the current times that we're in, you know, obviously COVID-19 had a fair shake-up of the world recently, if any of you were not aware and you haven't left the house in the past 18 months. But you're sweating all over equipment. You should be carrying around a towel or at least something to wipe down your equipment. If you're not having got a towel, then, you know, using some cleaning products to clean your equipment after every single use of whatever machine, bench, dumbbells, mat, whatever you're using, you should be cleaning that shit. I mean, again, not only is it not hygienic at all, but it's just gross for other gym goers and gym members. You want to make sure that you are cleaning the equipment after every single bit of use. Keep it clean for you. Again, it just comes back to treating others and treating other people's stuff like you would hope to be treated yourself, or to have your stuff treated by other people. And that's all it is. So look, finish up your set. If you've got a towel, obviously have your towel with you. And I know most gyms now, and probably I'm fairly sure most gyms always have wanted their members to carry towels with them. So if you've got a towel, fantastic. If not, then it's not the end of the world, but clean your equipment. Clean it once it's done. The next thing is, look, and I'm just kind of reeling these off. Like, I've got nothing written down, not making up any, haven't got any order of importance or anything like that. But the next one's a weird one, I think. For those that are right into the health and fitness, now, obviously me as a trainer, for a lot of you that are listening who have a good experience training in the gym with correct technique, correct form, maybe just you've just spent a lot of time in gyms, or you're just a real fitness fanatic. If you are super, super confident in yourself and your knowledge and ability to lift properly and train at a high level and, you know, do exercises correctly and execute them perfectly, and you're seeing someone in the gym who's training with fucking horrendous form, and we all know what I'm talking about, right? You feel like walking over and handing them a referral card to your physio before they've even finished their set, or someone doing a bicep curl, but it looks more like a Romanian deadlift. I always kind of struggle with this. So, like, you know, what do? You go and tell them? Because I know, you know, the thing that I always thought about is, look, if I go over and tell this this person who probably goes to the gym all the time and thinks they know what they're doing, that they're doing an exercise completely incorrectly, or they're risking injuring themselves, then are they going to get pissed off? And, you know, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I think there's a correct way to go about it. So, look, if I'm in there and I'm seeing someone deadlifting and it's just horrendous form, I'm not just going to go over there and say, hey, man, or, you know, if it's a female, I don't know what you said, hey, girl, I'm not sure. But you're not just going to go over there and be like, hey, that's wrong, do it this way. I always approach it like this. You know, I'll go over and I say, hey, do you mind if I give you some tips or some cues to think about while you're doing this exercise to make it more effective, you know, reduce the risk of injury? I feel like you can probably improve on this certain part of the lift, and I think you might find the lift a bit easier, and you're going to get more results by doing it. Something along those lines. You need to approach it in a way where you're not going over sounding like an asshole just telling them that you know everything and they don't. But you're going over and just offering your advice. They may say yes, they may say no. You can even say, hey, look, I've been watching you squat or deadlift or bench press or fucking calf raise, whatever. And I've noticed, you know, I think I can help you with your technique. Like, do you want me to share my advice, whatever? Some people will say yes, some will say no. It is what it is. At least you tried. But that's one I see a lot. And if you are an experienced gym goer and you're seeing people in the gym, and they may be just a beginner, they may be young, they may be old, I don't know. They've never really trained before. And I think it's a good thing, and it may be the push or the help that they need. If you're a trainer, you should definitely be doing it right. If you're trying to get more clientele and you're trying to show potential customers and potential clients that you're the man or the woman for the job, then you should be offering your advice. And then the next thing is, obviously, you need to know what you're doing as well. There's no point you going up and telling someone to do it and it's still fucking wrong. Then I'm going to need to come in there and tell you both what to do. No, but seriously, if you're seeing someone that's struggling, I think it's polite to offer a helping hand. But just be careful on how you word it and how you approach it, I guess. The next piece of gym etiquette that I find, again, it's a weird one. I mean, this, like I said, I'm just thinking of this shit on the spot, right? But spotting someone in the gym. Now, fuck, if you have ever been doing a bench press, right, and you ask someone for a spot, and I'm sure there's people listening that know exactly what I'm talking about, and they come over and they start spotting you, and they're basically bicep curling the weight while you're trying to do a bench press, it's the most frustrating thing in the world, right? You could have been programming for months or weeks leading into this session, and you're finally getting to a point you feel like you're lifting heavy enough that you need a spot, and you ask someone to come and help, and you're aiming for, say, 6 reps, and you've got it in the tank, but you're just not sure, so you'd rather be safe than sorry, and someone comes over and literally just starts pretty much bicep curling the weight while you're meant to be bench pressing. It's super frustrating and very, very, very annoying. So what I find is really helpful and beneficial is, not only, you know, if you're the person getting asked, then ask the person that's lifting the weight, how they would like you to help spot. You know, if someone says to me, what do you want me to do? Say I'll use bench press again for an example. I'm telling them that I don't want them to touch the bar, not even like a tiny little finger on the bar. I don't want them to touch it unless it literally looks like I'm about to decapitate myself or pass out because the bar is stuck on my chest or my neck, right? But that may be different for someone else. Someone may literally want you to just help put your hands under the bar and guide them because it makes it feel a lot easier, whatever it may be. But whether you're being asked or whether you're the one asking, make it really clear for the other person what's going to happen on a squat. You know, how am I helping you with an overhead press? That's one that I find can be quite dangerous if it's done wrong. So am I helping you get the dumbbells from your legs up above your head by kind of touching your elbows? Am I grabbing your wrists or whatever? Because it can end up in an injury or someone seriously hurting themselves if it's done wrong. So when it comes to spotting, that's really important as well. Up next, I want to talk about supersetting. So there's a time and place for supersetting in most people's training programs. And it can be really beneficial for progression. It can really be beneficial for intensity, particularly for those people that are training on a short time period. You know, we don't have much time to train, so it can really be beneficial to superset, save time and get the intensity up and get more done in a short period of time. However, you need to be very mindful of how you are supersetting in the gym and also what time of the day it is. So if you go in and you're training at Anytime Fitness or whatever, any 24-hour gym, and you go in at 3:30 a.m. in the morning because you're an absolute nut, there's not going to be anyone in there. And if there is, then you're both nuts. But then you can superset whatever you want, right? You can go and superset the treadmill with the squat rack, with dumbbell curls, anything you want, and you're going to be fine. Now, it's completely different if you're supersetting a bunch of different exercises at 5:30 p.m. on a Monday night when every man and his dog is in the gym training chest. You need to be mindful of other people. I had a really good friend of mine the other day messaged me telling me how he was in the gym and there's two squat racks in the gym and there's this guy using both of them, one for bench press and one for bloody something else, not even doing squats in either of them, which is fine. You don't need to do squats in the squat rack. But if you weren't an asshole and if you were half polite and you actually put some thought to it, you'd realize that, hey, I'm using both squat racks here and someone else potentially is going to want to use a squat rack. So just be mindful of other people. Have some respect and decency to not try and take up all the gym. It's so frustrating when you're in a gym, particularly, and it's frustrating as a trainer, it's frustrating as any gym goer who is going to use a cable machine. Oh man, fuck, this grinds my gears. So if you're going up to a cable machine and I want to go over and I'm about to, you know, change the attachment on the cable machine or change the weight and someone just runs over from the other side of the gym, like they're Usain Bolt, and like, hey, I'm supersetting with that. And you're like, mate, fuck, I didn't even know you were here. But the point is, you have to be polite. All these points seem to kind of point to the same thing. You need to be polite. You need to be mindful of other people. So if you're supersetting, try and do it in a similar area. Try and do it with as minimal amounts of equipment as you possibly can. If the gym is busy, if it's a random time of the day, go for your life, do whatever you want. But again, just be super mindful of how you are supersetting exercises and choose your exercises wisely so that you're not just pissing everyone else off in the gym, because it's not a good look for you and it's frustrating for other people who want to come in and train, and they're probably on a tight schedule as well. So they want to get their stuff done and they spend 25 minutes waiting for you to do your interval runs from one exercise to the other in between every single exercise. And over time, it just gets super annoying and very unnecessary. What's next on the list? I think this is, this doesn't happen all the time, but it's going to happen in certain gyms, I guess. When you've got like someone who maybe new, and let's be honest, it's mostly guys that are probably looking at females. It can be super uncomfortable for girls. Like, I've trained a lot of girls over the time who have said that, you know, they haven't really ever gone to the gym because they just find it intimidating with everyone else in there. It may not just be other guys, but it could be anyone, other girls as well, that giving dirty looks, or maybe if it's guys that are just paying a little bit too much attention to the point where it's uncomfortable. And at the end of the day, people want to go to the gym to feel good, not to feel like they don't want to feel uncomfortable the whole time because they're worried about some creep fucking staring at them. So keep to yourself. Yeah, like just be mindful again of other people. Keep to yourself. Understand that not everyone's on the same journey as you. Not everyone's in the same position as you. You're going in and acting like you're fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger walking around with your chest out or whatever, acting like you're the king of the gym. And that's fantastic. If you feel good, like you feel awesome, that's awesome. I'm not trying to say you should feel shit, but what I'm trying to say is that don't be that intimidating asshole in the gym that just makes it a shit experience for everyone else. Like, keep to yourself. Like, just do your thing. Don't be standing in the middle of the gym when it's busy, flexing and taking photos in the mirror and stuff. And, you know, trust me, I'm guilty of taking photos in the mirror hundreds and thousands of times in the gym. But just do it. Keep to yourself. Don't make it intimidating for everyone else in there, and don't make it a shit experience for everyone else in there. Just be respectful and try and understand that people, like I said, people go to the gym to feel good. They that's what they're looking forward to all day. Yes, for a lot of people, the gym is the best part of the day. I know, you know, it is one of the best parts of my day. I absolutely love training. So it's very frustrating if you go in and you leave there feeling like you haven't got enough done, or feeling like you're uncomfortable, or feeling they're leaving there feeling unhappy because of something that happened or the way someone acted while you're in there. And another piece of this, I want to go back to the supersetting thing. And again, I've probably been guilty of this numerous times, but these days, one of the most popular supersets is any exercise superset with Instagram, or any exercise superset with Facebook, or any exercise superset with emails. And it's easy to do, trust me. Like, I know I'm on my phone all the time, but it is so frustrating and so annoying when you're waiting for a specific piece of equipment. Maybe your gym's only got one lying hamstring curl machine, and the person on the hamstring curl machine has been scrolling through Instagram for the past 25 minutes, and it's taken them half an hour to do three sets of 12. And you're sitting there going, come on. So go there to train. You know, time your rest periods. If you're resting long between sets, that's fine, but just make sure that you're sticking to your certain rest times. You're moving through each exercise. This is particularly, again, once it's in kind of like peak hour or a busier time for the gym. Make sure you're cruising through this session nice and quickly. And don't be sitting there taking, you know, again, just fucking keep other people in mind. Don't be sitting there taking like half an hour to get through one exercise because you're more interested in your phone than the gym. If that's the case, then go and sit at the entrance of the gym or sit in your car, check out Instagram, catch up on all the shit that you missed out on for the day. Not that it's important at all. And then go into the gym and train. Okay, you were there for a purpose again. And this is going to come back on you as well. If you want to see real results, and you got to go in and train with intent, with purpose. Doesn't mean you need to be going, you know, nuts the whole time, but it means you need to be very disciplined and strict with your rest times and your rest periods to make sure you're getting the most out of your session so that you can get the very best results. A couple more on this list. This is one that I'm sure, again, everyone has experienced at some point. When somebody in the gym clearly hasn't been introduced to Rexona, right? So it's just normal hygiene. I mean, I feel it's weird that I'm even mentioning this on the podcast, but some people, like, people genuinely seem to need it. But just take care of your body odor. If you've got BO, it's gross to train around. It is the worst. It's a fucking makes this I've, like, left the gym sometimes. Not left the gym, but gone complete other sides of the gym or upstairs, downstairs, wherever at gyms because of it. It's fucking annoying. So before you go to the gym, put on some deodorant. Make sure you smell good. You don't need to go in and put on the most expensive cologne in the world to make sure you smell amazing. But personal hygiene, pretty bloody straightforward, I would have thought. And then the last thing I wanted to mention before it slips my mind, which I think it already has, again, it comes back to personal space, but just the, you know, we've all done a hard set in the gym where you fucking probably make a bit of noise and get pretty G'd up or whatever, but again, be mindful of the other people around you. Even loud conversations I'm sure everyone has experienced it. You're sitting there and someone's talking to their friend or they're talking on the phone or whatever, and you're just like, fuck, mate, I couldn't give a shit about your conversation right now, and all I'm hearing is you. So let's tone that down a little bit. Make sure that you're just in there to train. It's like this whole – all this stuff kind of just stems back to a few very simple things. Train. Train with intent and purpose. Be mindful of other people. Be respectful of other people. And just use your common sense. Some people just don't use common sense. It blows my mind how many people don't use common sense. But, yeah, so this wasn't meant to be like a rant or anything. This is just a topic that I thought would be interesting for people to listen to. And I'm sure a lot of people have probably agreed and thought very, very similar things, if not the same thing. But, love your feedback. Would love to hear if there's any other big ones that you think should be added to this. Maybe I'll share them through Instagram. But if you have enjoyed the episode, I would love for you to take a screenshot and post it on your story for me. Let me know if you're enjoying this episode. Let me know what the sound quality's been like on this podcast. Like I said, I'm still trying to figure out how to set up all this stuff. So I'm sure it'll get better over time. But it's been fun. To me, the sound quality is really good. And I am really looking forward to bringing you some awesome episodes. I know I say it so often, but it's just the truth. I've got some incredible guests coming up, which I'm really, you know, I'm just genuinely excited to chat with and to get to know and then to share that conversation experience with you. So keep an eye out for those episodes coming up. I hope you're having a fantastic day. If I can ever be of any service or help to you, I'd love for you to shoot me an email, danny@dannykennedyfitness.com, or just go into the show notes and check out the website, any of my socials. And I would be more than happy to help you. So again, thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to chatting to you again in the very next episode.